My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. One of the great gifts is knowing what you want to do with yourself. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the microblogging and advertising platform X has filed a lawsuit against a critic. It is suing a nonprofit called Media Matters for publishing a report about anti-Semitism on X that can play near advertising on the platform. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with some details. Nancy, the MediaMatters.org report has led some companies to pull their advertising from X. What did it say?
Well, Media Matters says Apple, Bravo, IBM, Oracle, and Xfinity have pulled their advertising from X. Media Matters says X placed ads next to, quote, content that touts Adolf Hitler and his Nazi party. In a statement, IBM says it suspended all advertising on X, quote, while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation.
And what does X have to say about this?
The lawsuit says Media Matters, quote, knowingly and maliciously manufactured side-by-side images depicting advertisers' posts on X Corp's social media platform beside neo-Nazi and white nationalist fringe content. The lawsuit says Media Matters portrayed those images as typical for X. Media Matters responded to Musk's criticism by calling him a bully who threatens meritless lawsuits.
And all of this comes as Musk is criticized for his full-throated endorsement of another person's tweet that was both anti-Semitic and denigrated minority groups more generally.
Yeah, last week Musk tweeted, "You have said the actual truth," in response to a tweet promoting an anti-Semitic theory that Jews supported hatred against whites. Musk later tweeted that he was not anti-Semitic.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. We're also covering American Airlines flight attendants filing for permission to strike. If approval does come, there's a possibility walkouts could happen toward the tail end of the holiday travel period. American says there's no chance of it happening over the holidays. Marketplace Morning Report podcast if you miss our coverage on the air today. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
things we hope you can be thankful for this week for Thanksgiving, the sense that you know what you want to be doing with your life. I want to share with you a moment drawn from my reporting this year for our Skin in the Game project about what the massive video game industry can teach us about economics, careers, and equity. Video game companies know they need a more diverse talent pool, and we've been focusing on a nonprofit mentoring program in Oakland, California called Game Heads that teaches video games and multimedia arts to a diverse group of local high school and college students. I had visited in the spring when the student team started working on their video games and came back some months later to see what they had produced. Now, one of the teams had done what seemed almost impossible. They figured out how to build for themselves a massive multiplayer game that could include players real time anywhere in the world. One guy named Trevor Cardozo was on the team who'd gone through Game Heads and stayed connected. He'd been laid off from his first tech job in the spring. What would be your dream job? I asked. And the answers from this team came fast and furious, starting with Trevor.
Since we last spoke, I have actually picked up a job. I'm currently a technical gameplay designer at Crystal Dynamics. And that is basically my dream job. I do want to actually continue with that. We definitely focus on like one or two projects at a time, not a million things scatterbrained. So it's a really good, great culture, and I'm loving it so far.
I'm Jude. And right now I'm targeting product management. That's like the area that I really want to get into. I love the game industry. It's really cool. So a product manager on any of the big game companies would be like my ideal role right now.
I'm Matt. And funny thing is, I've already been working as a game designer at Lost Boys Interactive. And recently we did ship WWE 23 as one of the titles.
Yes, I'm Melissa, and I would have to say definitely technical artist. It's a really looked for role right now. And it has more to do with like programming and art at the same time, which is like a rare talent that usually people have.
I'm Ryan, I'm the gameplay programmer, and I guess I would want to go into a field similar to technical design, gameplay programming, software engineering. Computers are kind of my thing. I love to program, see what I type, like, you know, I want to bring it alive. I want to see things happen when I hit that enter button, and I just don't see myself doing anything else.
I'm Chidozi, and I think my goal is to do anything that's sound creation. So my main focus right now is music, but I would be super into making like Foley sounds for video games, you know, TV, anime. I'm really into movies, so anything that's music based.
My name is Abdu. I'm studying applied math in college. I've been working as a chef for the past 2 years. I can't choose one thing except for game design. You can encompass everything into a game. For example, if suddenly one day I decided maybe I want to be an astronaut, I can make a game about being an astronaut. And it's kind of this kind of fluidity that allows me to be who I am in this space.
Yeah, I'm Jordan. I would really like to go into narrative consulting. I've done a lot of things throughout my life in a lot of different areas of work, from teaching to architecture to sports and coaching. So I have knowledge in a lot of areas, and narrative design is a place where I can really pull that together and create a world within the game using all of the things that I know about. And especially as a person of color, in the game development industry, there's a lot of stories that people try to tell that involve people of color, and they don't always do a great job. So I want to get my hands in there and help studios tell stories about my people that they don't really know how to tell.
The Game Head students you heard there are Trevor Cardoza, Jude Herbert, Matt Jang, Melissa Romo-Martinez, Ryan Ramos, Chidozi Ibe, Abdu Sek, and Jordan Dabney. All of our Skin in the Game videos are streamable from marketplace.org if you know someone interested in going into video game production. Marketplace's Alex Schroeder and Erica Soderstrom produced the segment. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.